My guest in the studio is Wiley Cash, writer in residence at UNC Asheville, the author of A Land More Kind Than Home and This Dark Road to Mercy. Now writer in residence at UNCA, which just happens to be his alma mater. He is a North Carolina native and an alum of UNC Asheville. Wiley, welcome. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you so much for having me. It's great to be on WCQS.
Well, good to have you here. And congratulations on your, I mean, I'm not new news to you anymore, but congratulations on the writer in residence.
Oh, thank you. It's been a real honor, and it's a big deal for someone, you know, relatively new to this writing career to have something like this happen.
Well, but very successful. So congratulations on
Thank
that
you.
As
Thank
well. So what's it like to come back to your old school, you know, kind of on the other side as a faculty member now?
I think being a faculty member and working with the students who remind me of myself 20 years ago. I was a freshman 20 years ago this fall. And so many of the professors that I studied under are still there. It just reinforces a lot of the things that I intuited about my professors at UNC Asheville when I was an undergraduate.
Mm.
Just a sincere dedication to students as individuals, but also writers and thinkers, and a serious passion for what they do. And it's a contagious passion, and it's a contagious devotion to the students. And I felt that then, and I'm experiencing it now. So
wonderful.
It's the same experience, just through a different prism, but it feels the same.
and of course, I mean, after you left UNC Asheville, you went on to masters and PhDs and you know, in different institutions. So not only you bring your life experience, but your educational experience in other places back to your alma mater, and it seems like a great opportunity to do good work.
Yeah, it feels that way, and I think that I have brought experiences upon my return to UNC Asheville. But I think, to be honest, more than anything, I took my time at UNC Asheville and applied it to my work in graduate school.
Mm.
You know, the liberal arts space that we get at UNC Asheville and that the faculty delivers at UNC Asheville gave me a perspective and a context on which to read any text that was thrown at me during my graduate study. And so many texts I'd already read before as an undergraduate because of the breadth of the literary education at UNC Asheville. But, you know, I really felt I had a foundation as an undergraduate going into graduate programs that my colleagues did not have.
Mm.
So I think as much as my experience after UNCA has affected my return to UNCA, I think my time as an undergraduate affected my approach to graduate studies and also, you know, my fiction writing in ways that I can't begin to calculate. You know, I'm just now beginning to uncover the extent of the effect that UNCA's undergraduate education had on me.
Wow, that's quite an eloquent testimonial to the program there. So that kind of relates to what we're going to talk about. As far as I know, this is a recent thing. Ramsey Library has introduced the Community Author Award. I guess just part of November they announced this. And you're one of the folks that's going to be behind this Community Author Award, be on the committee to select the winner and be involved with it. So just tell us all about it. What is it and what does it mean?
Well, the main goal of the Ramsey Library Community Author Award is to change someone's life.
Oh boy.
This is going to give a writer from the community who is otherwise not truly affiliated with UNC Asheville, it's going to give them the time and the space and the privacy and the support they need to get serious writing done. This is going to be a writing residency. It's the kind of thing that you would normally have to leave home for, or the kind of thing that you may normally have to pay money for. This is going to offer the individual winner a private research carrel in Ramsey Library, and that is a locked private research carrel where you can leave your computer, where you can leave your favorite writing chair if you choose to bring one, where you can leave your research materials and your pictures of your children and whatever else you need to inspire the muses that compel you to work. You will also receive a courtesy faculty appointment for 1 year, which is the duration of the residency. It's going to be a calendar year, January 1 through December 31 of 2017. And that courtesy faculty appointment gives you library checkout privileges. It allows you access to the gym and the workout facilities at UNCA, the pool, the weight room, the classes, the basketball court, the track, all of these things. It also gives you a parking pass for the duration of the appointment, and then a visitor printing card. But what's really interesting, what's really fun, is that at the end of the residency, there will be a reception sponsored by Ramsey Library in December of 2017, where the winning author will give some kind of reading or some kind of community event to share the work they've done or any work they care to share that will allow the community to come onto our campus and to experience the things that we have going on there. And I'm thrilled. This is the kind of thing that even 5 years ago would have changed my life, you know, to have the space, to have a door to close, to have the support, because we're so busy, it's hard to find the places and the spaces to write. And, you know, I've had it with going to coffee shops. I've had it with, you know, riding on airplanes, you know, come close the door, apply for this award, lock the door, get some work done, turn your phone off.
I was just thinking, as you were talking about those things, what you personally must have given to have something like that, you know, working on a book and with all, you know, with life all around you, life needs to be part of the book, but sometimes you would just like to separate yourself just
a
little
bit. Sure, you
know,
I'm a full-time writer. You know, I'm teaching now at UNCA this fall, but I'm otherwise a full-time writer, and I have an office at home that I rarely use because I rent an office outside the home so I can work.
Yeah.
Because at home, there's always grass to be cut. There's always children's diapers to change. There's always, you know, a meal to make or a grocery store, go to the bank or something to do. But if you can come to Ramsey Library and close the door where no one can reach you, even for an hour, open your laptop, write for an hour. That's the kind of thing that people are desperate for. And if you're listening and you need this in your life, please consider applying for this award.
So we're speaking with Wiley Cash, who is the writer in residence at UNCA, about the Ramsey Library Community Author Award. I know this is for people from this area. Who formally is eligible for this award?
We're interested in anyone who is writing or who has the dream of writing.
Wow.
You know, the application process is relatively easy. It's free. You go to the Ramsey Library's website, Ramsey Library at UNC Asheville, the library website, the Community Author Award, or you can Google Ramsey Library Community Author Award. All we're asking is for a little bit of information, some contact references, a couple of writing samples, your name, your education experience. But if you've never published a word of fiction or nonfiction, you know, now's your chance to get to work on it and try to give it a shot. You know, we're not looking for Stephen King. We're not looking for Toni Morrison to apply for this award. We're looking for the person who is trying to carve out that precious time to work. Even if you're working for Mountain Express or the Citizen Times or for the Laurel of Asheville, and you're a professional writer who's trying to get your fiction and nonfiction out there in a different way, this is for you. This is your opportunity.
This is the break.
Sure, absolutely. And this looks great on a cover letter to an agent.
I'm
the inaugural Ramsey Library Community Author Award winner. That gets somebody's attention when you're trying to publish or get an agent's attention.
Yeah. So, and this is prose. Are we talking prose?
It's going to alternate each year. This first year is prose, and we're going to leave that up to the applicants to decide what that means. Fiction, nonfiction, graphic novels. Next year will be drama and poetry. We're going to alternate it every other year. And because it's prose, this year our judge is going to be Heather Newton, who's a writer based here in Asheville. She had a beautiful novel come out a few years ago from William Morrow, HarperCollins, called Under the Mercy Trees. And she's very active in the literary scene here in Asheville, and she has agreed to be our first judge, which is a big deal for us to have a name like that attached to this.
Excellent. And again, this is for next calendar year, so the application deadline is coming right up.
It's coming up December 1st, so we are closing in on the application deadline. So go to the Ramsey Library website right now and try to find this application. It will take you minutes. It'll take you longer to decide which writing sample to choose than it will to apply for this award.
I just wanted to check in with you really quickly about other things going on in terms of creative writing at UNCA. You would be the person to have your finger on all of that, and the Community Author Award just part of it. And I guess my question would be, as an alum, but also as a professional writer now, what do you find exciting about what UNCA is doing in those terms?
What I'm finding really exciting is that we are trying to connect the wonderful things we have going on up on the hill there at UNC Asheville with the incredible things going on here in the community at large. This is a community that is bursting at the seams with poets and playwrights and prose writers. And we need to tap into that. And we need them on our campus assisting us in developing a literary voice for Western North Carolina. We have such an opportunity here, and we're looking for many ways to get people on campus. One of the things we're doing is we have a visiting writer series that I'm at the helm of this year. We've already hosted Ben Fountain, who's a novelist, whose novel Billy Lynn's Long Halftime Walk is now in theaters, directed by Ang Lee. The movie's out now. We just hosted Leanne Hinyon, who's an alumnus of UNC Asheville. So she's a New York Times bestselling memoirist and travel writer. And next semester, we have a poet named Camille Dungy and a novelist and short story writer named Chinello Ogparanta coming to campus. And these are world-renowned writers that we're bringing to UNC Asheville. And we want the community to come be part of this. And we want to come off our campus and reach down into the community for things like this Ramsey Library Community Author Award. Yeah. We want to make those connections.
Well, it sounds like you're making a great effort at it, and I'm so happy that it's happening. Again, the deadline is December 1st for the Ramsey Library Community Author Award. You can find information at the UNCA website, or just Google, like I say, just Google Ramsey Library Community Author Award. Wiley Cash is the author of A Land More Kind Than Home and This Dark Road to Mercy, and is writer in residence at UNC Asheville. Wiley, thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure to have you, and best wishes on all that you're trying to do over
there. Thank you so much.